there. Welcome to the podcast. Say, how do you live a life that flourishes, a life that's successful, that's enjoyable, that's happy, that's giving, that's expressing, that's involved in a give-and-take relationship? How do you live? How do you create that kind of a life where you flourish as an individual? How do you come out of childhood into adulthood and see your life is exciting and enjoyable and inviting to other people? Well, that's my topic. A story was told of Frank Lloyd Wright. Now, Frank Lloyd Wright is the famous architect, builder, and he drafted his last house when he was 99 years of age. He was a man that flourished. He was a man that enjoyed life. He was a man that engaged himself in the fullness of life. Frank Lloyd Wright. Here's a story. He was walking across an open field with his uncle one day, and Frank Lloyd was about 9 or 10 years of age at the time. The uncle was a well-respected man, lived a very determined life, goal-directed, achievement-oriented, successful, kind of stiff as an individual in a lot of ways. These two guys were walking across the field. Something was peculiar. Something was very different about the two of them. And it reflected itself in the way in which their tracks left on the field ground. The father, or the uncle, pardon me, the uncle walked a straight line. He got onto the field, he walked to the end of the field in a very straight line, determined way, as he lived his life, just one foot in front of the other. On the other hand, little old Frankie, at age 9 or 10, was curious. He wandered. He wandered over to the fence. He wandered over to a tree. He wandered over to the cattle on the other side of the fence. He looked at the flowers. He looked at the weeds. He looked at the ground. He just wandered about the field as the two of these guys walked across from one end of the field to the other. And the uncle noticed that difference in terms of his line of walk was straightforward. On the other hand, little Frank walked in such a way that his footprints were all over the field, wandering here and there, and eventually got to the end of the field together. Now, there's kind of a lesson there, you know, that at times it's best to walk in a way that's goal-directed, straightforward, don't get distracted. And being distracted, you obviously have your attention drawn to a lot of different things, and maybe you miss some things, and maybe you approach some things. Years later, this story was told again by Frank Lloyd Wright. And when he commented about it, here's what he said. That he did not want to miss most of the things in life which the uncle had missed in his life. Now here's the deal. Wandering about, you experience new things. You make observations. You interact with your world. You bring experiences into your life. You bring people into your life. You bring animals into your life. You bring nature into your life. You have things to think about. You have things to interact with. You have things to enjoy. You have things to engage your life with. And you have things to enrich your life. On the other hand, when you walk straight line, sure, you get to the end. But it's been a boring walk, so to speak. And that's the story of Frank Lloyd Wright. He lived a life of excitement, of inclusion, of ideas. He generated ideas from all the things that he engaged with in his life. Each stage of his life was involved in something new and something different, and new ways of thinking and new ways of creating and new ways of drawing and so on. And there's a lesson for all of us. Do you just walk a straight line doing the same thing every day, one day upon the other? You like walking one foot in front of the other? Is your life today the same as it was a year ago? Is your life today the same as it was maybe 5 years ago? If so, you are not a flourishing person because you're like the uncle. But on the other hand, if you're like little Frank Lloyd Wright, you wandered about. That means you have engaged life in its fullness. You've interacted with it, all the things of life. You've interacted with all the things of the environment. You've interacted with all the things that come into your life. The people that come into your life, the things that come into your life, the animals that come into your life, the nature that comes into your life, and so on and so on and so on. You enjoy life. And that's the way to flourish. That's the way to live an exciting life. Number one, expose yourself to a wide variety and a wide range of experiences, learning experiences particularly. In other words, engage yourself in the world in which you live. Reach out, touch, talk to, think about, enjoy, interact with, study, understand the world in which you live. Be an inquisitive person about the world in which you live. You'll live a much more fulfilled life and you'll flourish. Here's a second one. Live a life that's healthy and good. In other words, to flourish, you have to be healthy. You have to have a life that has energy, that has vitality, that has stamina. So live healthy. Exercise. Eat well. Sleep. Get your 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Enjoy people. Expose yourself to ideas. Be social. Be educated. Get beyond the normal of everyday living. So live a life that's healthy, but also live a life that's good. It means you're good to people. You're good to yourself. You're good to your environment. You're good to the animals around you. You're good to the people you meet that you don't know. You're good to the people you do know. You're good to strangers. You're good to the world that interacts with you, that seeks you out. You're a person considered to be a good person. I once referred to this as the good man. Okay? Here's the third thing. Enjoy the people around you. Enjoy interacting with them. Enjoy learning from them. Enjoy the conversations with them. Enjoy what they have to offer. Enjoy what they can teach you. Enjoy what they know. Enjoy where they've been. Enjoy the experiences they've had. Ask, talk, share your experiences. Ask them about their experiences. Listen to other people. Love other people. Listen to other people. And enjoy other people. Let other people enter into your life. You reach out to them as Frank walked over to the fence, walked over to the cattle. You walk over to where people are and engage yourself with them. Stop avoiding people. To live a life that flourishes and is successful and engaging, you need to be involved in the life of the people in your world, in your community, in the world in which you live. Here's another point. Learn about your own abilities, your own gifts, your own passions, and use them to improve the world in which you live. Use them to improve the community in which you live. Use them to improve the church which you attend. Use them to improve the club that you have joined and participate in, the gym that you go to, the stores that you go to. Your gifts, your passions are to be shared with the people with whom you have contact. Whether you have contact with them once or once in a while or all the time, doesn't matter. Let your life enter into the life of others. Share your thoughts, share your feelings, share your gifts, share your abilities, share your strengths, share your hopes, share your faith with other people. And as a result of that, improve the world for yourself and for these other people that are in your life, the community in which you live. And there's another thing about flourishing well. Be generous. Be generous with your stuff. Be generous with your money. Be generous with your time. Be generous with your abilities. Be generous with your interests. Be a generous person. That means you share yourself with the people in your world and people with whom you engage. Let your gifts, let your abilities, let your strengths be shared with others. Be a generous person. It's kind of like being a servant to others. It's kind of like being a person of help, of goodness towards others. Make others' life better because you have shared your stuff, you have shared your abilities, you've shared your money, you've shared your time with them. You'll be grateful. They will be grateful. Well, there you are. Those are some of the ways in which you can flourish. Those are some of the ways that you can improve and enrich your life so that you not only enjoy your own life, but other people enjoy you. Other people enjoy how you live. And other people will look to you as a leader. Other people will look to you as a person to be around, to gain strength, to gain energy, to gain a sense of goodness for themselves. You want to be noted as that kind of a person. So I challenge you. Here's a book that you may want to pick up, and you can get it from Barnes & Noble, you can get it from Amazon, you can get it from my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. The book is entitled Living Life at Its Best. There I take the emotional intelligence factors of how to relate to people in a kind and gentle way, and how to relate to the world, and how to develop yourself in your own personality, and do it well. So pick up the book, Living Life at Its Best. Amazon or my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Anyway, thanks for joining me, and bye for now.